not a big enough road to put anyone on it, you would still never get your front. He could never build on it, because even if we took over the road, he doesn't have 120-foot frontage, because the road's not 120 feet wide. His best option is to try and figure out who owns it and buy it for his driveway, and then he can get his frontage off of Indian Trail Road.
Well, and that's what he said. Nobody owns it. So he wanted that away to own it. And I said, well, I don't know what to do, but I need to talk to city council about it.
And sell it to
him. But Pam and Robert? Pam and Robert looked at it and agreed that nobody owns it?
I don't know. I just know that he came to me and I said, I'll bring it up to town council, but this really isn't. I don't know that I want to maintain the road at all.
Oh, yeah, and then we have to improve it?
Yeah.
Because he's certainly going to want to bid, and that's why I'm certain that's why he's.
Oh, no, I know that is.
And so for us to go put a road in so he can build back there, I just don't see why that's in the town's interest. But.
Okay. Well, he's supposed to get back with me in a couple weeks. I'm going to talk to Pam and Robert as well and see what they have to say.
Because the flip side of that is, if we don't own it, then what does it become? Is it something that he can purchase? I mean, who does he purchase it?
Yeah, well, that's just what he can. It doesn't belong to anybody. And that's what the county tells us. Or the city.
He really does have a problem there, because there really is no access to that property without that road. And so if that road is owned by nobody, he can't get into his property.
Yeah, it's just been used as a right-of-way for them to get back there, which technically, I guess, based off of what's the word I want to use, where if they've used it for so many years,
10 years,
grandfather or whatever, that he could still maybe claim it? I don't know. Okay. Well, I just said I'd bring it up in town council and have a discussion about it. Good enough. All right. The next one is the state park. So, doing some work on determining dates and times for a public meeting. I've been having conversations with Chris from the state parks. He, as well as I, before the fall and cold sets in, and we know we can't fit everybody in the town hall, to have a meeting with the town in regards to the state park. So what we want to do, and the goal of this, is really to listen to the concerns and questions that our residents have around the proposal for the state park. So what the first thing is to have a listening session, which I'm proposing Saturday. I don't know, I have four Saturdays. Oh, because I did. Four Saturday sessions starting at, and I'll go through that, 10 o'clock, that's open for residents to come. And each hour they start over again with what they're talking about. They do want to get input from the residents as far as the plan. They do not have a finalized plan. And I know that was something that we talked about the last meeting, is we would like to have that plan before we had the meetings. His comment to me was, we don't have a plan. We want to show a tentative with input from the residents. So hence, that will be also something that's talked about when they come here. The next thing after the listening session, is we have a community survey. And the survey would go out for 2 weeks. And it could also be online, or they could pick it up afterwards. But a survey. And in that survey, we would have certain questions that the residents can answer. We would compile that into a report. And then we would report that at our with the council and the state. So if you go to the next slide, this is our four-stage plan. Saturday, August 22nd, is my proposal that starting at 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., we have 4 one-hour sessions. We open that up for whoever can attend at the one on 10 a.m. or whoever can attend at the one on 11 a.m. They're welcome to come. Again, the sessions start over each hour. There will be representatives there from the state park to show their tentative plans and proposal and get feedback. The main thing there is really to share input, ask questions, and any concerns that the residents may have. Okay, we're going.
Okay.
No, the other way.
Oh, what are you asking?
Oh, whoops, sorry, no, you're right. So again, I already went through this, about 1 hour session each. The state representatives will share their proposal on their plans. Then the we'll gather the resident input in that meeting, and they'll share those their plans and responses back. And then again, our purpose is to listen and answer any questions that they may have. This is each session, by the way. What we will do is have a two-week community survey open for 2 weeks. It will be open to anyone, any resident 18 and older, available both in paper and online format. And we can pick it up at the, or they can fill it out even at the meeting if they'd like and turn it in to us then. But only one survey per resident. We're not gonna, it would be an anonymous survey where they would probably need to put like their address or something so that we knew that they were legit residents. And we weren't getting people from other areas. And then we would compile that report once the survey closed. We would look at the number of responses. We would look at some of the opposition, the support, anybody that might be undecided. So the survey would basically be, yes, I like it, no, I don't, with comments and concerns about areas that they're seeing concerns on, or those that are undecided. We want to theme those common concerns and then compile that into that report that we would give to the state. And from there determine whether or not it's something that the community wants or that they don't want. And again, I'm going completely off of what I keep every time I meet with them. They reassure me that if the town does not want it, they will not move forward.
So are they interested in alternative plans from the community?
They want input on, here's our proposed tentative plan.
Okay.
What would you like to see different? What would you like to change based off of that?
So is there a way we'll get the proposed plan prior to the Saturday meetings?
My understanding is they're working on it right now. I don't know if we would get it prior to that or not.
I think if we could get it out to the residents before the meetings, I think we'd get better feedback and input on what changes or yes or no's. It'd be difficult to see something and then try it. I guess if they don't have to vote on it that day, the survey can be later. Yes, I don't have to do that. But the comments may not be as.
I can definitely ask. I can definitely send the email to Chris and ask if there's any chance they can get the tentative proposed to us ahead of time.
Is Brigham City going to retain ownership of the land that's inside of the state park?
I think they're going to end up, you know, gating it. But my at least this part, they keep the reservoir. I believe they keep the. Their purpose is they want to keep pristine the springs and everything that they've got back there. They don't want anybody to be building back there.
They just want to build
more campsites.
Do you know where you're going to have these meetings?
I'm thinking either this park or Dave's Park. Or not Dave, Maple Springs. Sorry, Maple Springs Park.
I think it's a great plan, Mayor. I think we've got to get it out and get feedback and input on this decision.
Okay. So we'll move forward with that, and then I'll go ahead and get a survey. I'll send it out to you guys. You guys look at it, see what you think. And then we'll have it both in the paper, and I'll post it, have it posted on the website. Okay? All right. Departments. Marcus, want to talk?
Real quick. So we've had intermittent water getting shut off lately. There's going to be a little bit more of that coming in the next week or two. I'll try to be upfront and tell you what day it is. There, it's not repairs, or it is repairs. It's not maintenance. It's something that we need to do. So the schedule on this is kind of up in the air right now. I'll let everybody know about that. But I really want to talk about real quick is just water conservation. Right now, my tanks, it's just constantly on this phone and going out and switching valves and turning on this, this, and that. The old well isn't working right now because the pump just fried the other day. It's a minor circuit, but I've got to get that part ordered in. Hopefully, it'll be here tomorrow. So the old well isn't running. The new well has been running for about, real close to 30 hours now, or 31 hours straight. Just to keep it up. And we've been waking up in the morning and finding water alarms on our phone going off at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, telling us the water tank, the south tank, the north tank's down to 4 feet or 2 feet or 1 feet. And we can fix that generally by opening and closing some things and doing some stuff. But the water usage right now is just beyond belief.
Our tank has got down to 1 foot.
The north tank's got down to 1 foot. Thankfully, the south tank will be full, and then we can boost it down to the north tank. There's ways to manipulate the system to make it work out for the most part. This happens every year about Little Valley Days. It's our primary water use. We're on pace to use, last year we used 125 million gallons. Right now we're on pace to use about 140 million gallons of water. Honestly, Greg, we can pump that out here in less than a month. But just so that you know, if we alter the days, that doesn't really work. But if we use certain times of the day and we make that mandatory, that does work. I've seen the studies on that. And neighbors plus neighbors and stuff, when we're not following the rules, you'll notice that the town parks and the cemetery are a bit dead right now. It's horrible to have things, but for the most part, we're not overdoing the water right now because we're trying to play our part. Our water usage is the town is way down. We're trying to be as thoughtful as we can. It's better water at night. The only problem with water at night is that's when the tanks drain. We need to mandatorily put out a program where we're watering certain times of the day versus each, odd numbers. That just doesn't work. If we could get together, especially with council, I know it's a little bit late, or maybe we can just put out social media, something that we can do to solve this. I foresee for the next month, maybe 6 weeks, that we're going to be going through a lot of this water stuff.
So what I'm hearing what you're proposing is that we manage it through watering times, not days.
Yeah, it's a lot more effective because it's just a proven thing. Because a lot of people go to bed at night and they have a hose and they don't want to go out there and water it, and maybe they have an automated sprinkler system. A lot of us have irrigation water for till water lawns. A lot of us don't. There are water users here that are using almost as much water as this town hall. That's incredible. If their yards aren't even that big.
Yep.
Just addressing leaks and things like that, but water is really important. And this is the second driest state in the United States. You probably don't know that. I think that right now, really good time.
Manti is completely out of water. You have to, as a resident, ask for water, and so is Scipio.
Wow. Our springs are running a little dry right now. Everything is getting dry. I mean, it's baking out there.
So I can put something in the newsletter. We can probably post something on the website. Maybe we send something out in the text as well.
So what's the odd numbers of water?
Yeah,
midnight. And yeah, you know, numbers are 1 to 5 or something. What's the?
Well, we can make it earlier. They can't water after say 9 o'clock, or we can do 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock. That's totally in your.
In the
I would recommend no watering after say 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are 10. If we go 9, I think that would be great. And then at night, you could say no watering before 10 or before 9. Depends on how drastic we want to get. But it'll make a big difference. It really okay. does. That's what most communities do.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Put something in this
okay.
Nine to nine. 9 a.m. Don't water after 9 a.m. and don't water before 9 p.m.
That's our problem.
We could go a little earlier. I mean, we could go 8 or 8 to 10. depends on whatever you all think we should do.
Okay.
It's a, maybe for the next month.
Okay.
Didn't you just say that our mug water levels are coming at night?
Yeah, most common they are at night. But
so now we're going to force everybody to go to night?
Yeah, I would recommend it.
It's going to be a problem.
No, because the tanks are on a cycle. And what that does is it changes the cycle with the tanks so they're not equal at the right time for what the well produces. I don't know if that really makes sense to you. But yeah, if we did it all at night, that would work out perfect because we can fill the tanks. The tanks would be full during the day. The tanks just need, the well needs time to catch up. That's all it is.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Marcus. Follow-up items for August. I don't know that we have anything right now.
I don't know.
Okay.
Hope we can get the that Historical Society grant and work the contract with Sunrise Engineering. We want to get that to the council for approval.
Okay. Well, let's put that on the agenda then.
Okay.
For next month.
That's what we have.
Okay. I think that's all we have. Let's motion to adjourn our town council meeting. And go enjoy Little Valley Days.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the town council meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Motion passes. Meeting is adjourned. Mm-hmm. Thank you.